ABC News is reporting on what it is calling a potential shift in U.S. policy on the explosive issue of paying ransoms for hostages. Senior unnamed officials who spoke to ABC News last week said there may be a review of a policy that has allegedly handed out threats of prosecution to hostage families for dealing with terrorists and for actually paying ransoms. The policy shift, developed in part with the National Counterterrorism Center, was also reportedly hinted at to the family of James Foley. Foley's death came at the hands of the self-proclaimed Islamic State, but last week it was revealed that the death of American hostage Warren Weinstein, who was being held by al-Qaeda, was an accidental consequence of American drone strikes, and that family did pay a ransom of $250,000 to no avail. Joining me now is Donald Cook, who served in the U.S. Foreign Service for 33 years, one of the Americans held hostage in Iran from 1979 to 1981. Welcome back, Donald.
Well, thank you very much.
Donald, do you buy this story? Do you think they would actually make a shift in policy, or is it more a, you know, let's be nicer to hostage families kind of thing?
Well, all of this is an executive policy. There's nothing written down in the law directly about dealing with terrorists or hostage takers paying ransom. And so it has been in the past, things became increasingly strict for the families of hostages. And so the government would come to people and say, if you provide ransom to these people who are holding your relatives, you will be providing material support to a terrorist group, and therefore you could be prosecuted under U.S. law. Now, I think that with the pressure that's come on from the recent hostage-taking Foley case, et cetera, I think the government is entirely likely that they will back off a little bit on these kinds of threats to families that are in a very difficult position.
And yeah, they're in a difficult position. But is this a wink and a nod kind of thing where the government says, you know, we have to tell you that this, but do everything you need to do. You know, we're supportive. Or are they really, you know, twisting the arm of these people? And is it possible that what ABC is reporting is a policy shift that would lead to something like, all right, we can't do this, but here's how you can pay them a ransom if you want. Let us know how it goes kind of thing.
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, this is not an on-off switch. This is not cut and dried. It is a broad continuum of how you deal with the families of people taken hostage. And what I think would be the wisest choice would be to introduce a little bit of flexibility into the policy. And so look at each case on a case-by-case basis and then advise the families accordingly. As you say, in the Weinstein case, the family paid a ransom and got nothing for it.
And if I were to, because I thought, you know, ISIS, what a great bunch of folks. I'll pay them $250,000. I would go to jail for life, right?
Absolutely. If there were nothing else behind it, if it was just a donation to them, you wouldn't necessarily go away for life, but you'd go away for a considerable amount of time.
And so there is no caveat, even in the gray area of the law, that says if you got a hostage, a family, loved one being held and you paid this money, the law does not distinguish between the Weinstein family and, you know, me who suddenly converted to jihadism.
Well, but there is a much talked about concept of prosecutorial discretion, and that's what we're talking about in terms of, I think, the change in policy here. The government would use its prosecutorial discretion to say we're not going to prosecute in these cases, or we're not going to pursue these cases as strongly as we might have done in the past.
Is that a change in policy, or is it just staying with the gray area, maybe enlarging it a little bit?
I think it is manipulating the gray area, not necessarily a complete change in policy.
Well said, Donald Cook, who served in the U.S. Foreign Service for 33 years, one of the American held hostage in Iran from 1979 to 1981. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.